Class 5, Subject, Social Studies, History, Topic, Evolution of Transport. Children, we move on to the next chapter in our history textbook called Evolution of Transport. So please turn to page number 27 and ask yourself, what does evolution mean? Evolution means the gradual development of something. In this case, it means a gradual development of all the modes and means of transport that humans have invented or discovered. The landmark invention of the wheel 5,500 years ago was not put to use immediately for transportation. The wheel was just used as a potter's wheel to make pots. The wooden rollers, which the early humans made from fallen trees, led to the invention of the wheel. The invention of an axle or the rod which connects a pair of wheels led to the use of wheels for transporting heavy objects on carts from one place to another. This enabled surplus food to be exchanged between faraway places. This led to the development of trade and commerce. Children, the clever early man did not limit himself to only road transportation. He had observed logs or parts of the trunk or large branches of trees floating on water. This gave them the idea of using logs for traveling by water. Thus, the first boat was made. They made a raft by tying a number of straight logs. Later, ships with oars were made, and even later, sails were used on the ships to propel or move them using the speed and power of wind. Likewise, gradually, both land and sea routes improved. The Silk Route, which is an important trade route, connected China in Asia with Italy in Europe, as mentioned on page 29. During the mid-15th and mid-16th century, many European explorers set out to find new sea routes or passages to unknown places. The rulers of those times were willing to pay for the voyages, which means long journey by seas. By then, vastly improved ships with adjustable sails were made. In 1488, a Portuguese explorer by the name of Bartolomeu Dias reached the southern tip of Africa and named the place Cape of Storms, as he could not move further because of the stormy seas. Today, it is better known as Cape of Good Hope.